Hi everybody, my name is Judith and welcome to this podcast. Remember that today we are going to talk about the traditional education and also some important topics that I considered in order to break with the paradigm of this system. So let's start.
First of all, I wonder if you know which is the model system that has been implemented in our education. Do you know? Well, this is the behavioral one. This behavioral model that has been implemented has done a lot of damage in our society, as you listen. It makes us believe that if we think different from others, or maybe if we act differently, then we are the bad, and we are going to get the bad grades also. What do you think about that? On the other hand, we have that the foundations of the school consider children like something empty. Yes, it means that the child has been considered as an object of study all this time. And now, this time is the time to change all those minds or those thinkings. Yes, but maybe you wonder how we can do that. I'm gonna mention some important things here. We as teachers cannot pretend go to the classroom and teach a topic that we have chosen the last night and will transmit some knowledge, because this is not the purpose. The purpose is different. We need to help to produce normal development. We must observe and know our students. It means that we need to know almost everything about them. If you need to look for the background, for the social part. If you need to look how they are feeling, it is gonna be better for you in order to make you or make yourself like a human person. A person who feels, yes. And a person who can address any issue, any situation, and understand what's thinking the other person. In this case, our student. Remember that children are born creative and observers. They can learn things without too much effort. And even, they can learn faster than an adult. That's the reason why we need to promote those activities that develop this capacity and not frustrate it. We can use some games, some things that they enjoy in order to learn. As I said before, children are creative, so we must simply make it possible for them to express that creativity in different ways. We have to let them be. Yes, just that. Let them be. Another important thing here is when a child discovers, at the same time he learns. Yes, it is something that he will never forget. And on the other hand, when a child explores, he self-corrects. It means that you don't have to correct him. Or well, that person doesn't need an adult to correct him, because now he is autonomous. Yes. Another aspect that has to be mentioned here is that the teacher usually leads the class. However, to change this situation or this authoritarian model of education, we could ask our students what they want to do, what they want to learn. Let them propose something. Let them think. Yes? Finally, we have that free experiences and proposals are the model to follow. There is no specific recipe for education. Simply a pedagogical proposal must focus on love and respect. It means, when you have love, when you have respect, when there is love, when there is respect, there we can build. And that's all. It was my pleasure to share with you some of those ideas. So, I hope that this information is very useful for you, and I hope that you take into account, let them act spontaneously, please. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for listening to me.